Hey Guelph, mark your calendars because Kazoo Fest is coming up from April 6th to the 10th. Kazoo is dedicated to showcasing emerging musicians and artists, and this year's fest includes such amazing acts as Chris Dirksen, Luca, Mauno, Matt Manoogian, Julie Dwaron, Chad Van Galen, Nap Eyes, Yonatan Gat, and so, so much more. Kazoo Fest will be taking place in various locations in downtown Guelph, and festival passes cost $55 plus taxes and can be picked up at the Bookshelf, which is 41 Quebec Street, and TicketBreak.com. You can also get tickets at the door if you're early enough. For a full list of performers, venues, and accessibility information, check out kazookazoo.ca. That's Kazoo Fest, happening April 6th to the 10th in downtown Guelph. Kazoo Fest is made possible thanks to the help of our sponsors, including CFRU 93.3 FM, Cornerstone, Wellington Brewery, Ontario Arts Council, City of Guelph, and the Department of Canadian Heritage.
Hello. Welcome to Kazoo Fest podcast number 2. My name is Chelsea. I'm going to be your host. And I'm the regular host of the Flannel Hour, heard every Tuesday from 2 to 4 on CFRU 93.3 FM, also found at CFRU.ca. And today, lots of good stuff coming up today. You'll hear a bunch of my talk with Bonnie Trash. It's Emma and Sarah from Guelph. And we talk about Bonnie Trash. We talk about why Kazoo Fest rules and some of our favorite kazoo memories. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be going through a whole bunch of great music that's going to be coming up at Kazoo Fest, April 6th to 10th. Hopefully you're going. Hopefully you're going to get a weekend pass, because it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's start it off with some music, and then we'll get into my talk with Bonnie Trash. First, you may have heard this one just about to start. Fiverr is going to be playing this Kazoo Fest with Chad Van Galen. It's going to be a great, great show happening Friday, April 8th. Dublin Street United Church, which is located at 68 Suffolk Street West, which is a physically accessible venue. Doors are at 7:30. It's all ages. You can buy tickets in advance. Just go to kazookazoo.ca. I think it's also on TicketBreak.com. Or the tickets will be $20 at the door. You won't want to miss this one. Both bands are awesome. And this one is presented by Kazoo Fest and CFRU 93.3 FM. So let's hear a song from Fiverr. This one's off of an album released in 2013 called Lost the Plot. It's called Saddest Laugh. And you're listening to Kazoo Fest podcast number 2, brought to you by the Flannel Hour on CFRU 93.3 FM.
I've let you go around feds and squeals, my hoarseness arrogant reminder of flailing limbs and fissing fire, all too remote from our ideal. There's nothing to say to the plans that we made. They're nothing, they never became. There's the fate of a plan like if I'm trying to play. Most often useless and ready to break. The saddest laugh I ever let up was forced to betray a cry. And as I launched it, truth went walking by. She said, what kind of love could make you contort so? What kind of love could deform you? That's a strong kind of love that's been worn the wrong way. Only a tool, only a tool, only a tool would throw it away. Not in tandem, but in time, I'll be your constant and you'll be mine. There's nothing to say to the plan that we made. You're nothing that never became. That soon ran along past the shade and the shade. Reset the table and rearrange.
Thank you.
That was Luca. And that song was called Pauses of the Night. He will be playing Kazoo Fest on Saturday, which is Saturday, April 9th at Red Brick Cafe with Mergenzer. That show will be starting at 5. Doors are open at 4:30. Red Brick is located at 8 Douglas Street, and it's a physically accessible venue. It'll be all ages and licensed, $10 or pay what you can. Before that, Fiverr, we heard the song... we heard the song Saddest Laugh from Lost the Plot. Make sure to catch her with Chad Van Galen at the Dublin Street United Church on Friday, April 8th. And right now, we're going to go into my talk with Bonnie Trash. We'll hear from it all throughout the show today. But first, we'll start with getting to know Bonnie Trash. So I hope you enjoy this. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Emma Bordelon Vitor from various acts such as Bonnie Trash, The Folk, Natural Thirst.
Hey, I'm Sarah Bordelon Vitor, Emma Bordelon Vitor's twin sister, and I play in a band called The Folk, and Bonnie Trash, and Natural Thirst, and quite recently playing drums for Cold on Pluto, a.k.a. Rigel, who is the coolest Guelphite alive.
Yeah, so Kazoo Fest...
Yes.
Bonnie Trash playing Kazoo Fest, both of your first time, right? First time playing Kazoo Fest?
Yeah.
In any
capacity? Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm very excited. I've been a big fan of Kazoo Fest for many years, and I've been to many Kazoo Fests. And it is an absolute honor to be able to play. That's how I feel. And I'm really grateful and very happy to be a part of this year's festival. Thank you very much to David Lander for reaching out and asking Emma and I to play. And for us to play as Bonnie Trash. And it'll be a really, really great show. We're playing on April 9th, Saturday, April 9th, at the Cornerstone, 9 p.m. sharp. With Surfing on Acid, that also features some awesome Guelphites, one of which is Aaron Soch, a really cool dude within the sort of arts community here, great guy, and John Charles. So that is their project together, Surfing on Acid, so that'll be a lot of fun.
How did you meet?
Yeah.
We had no choice. We were in the womb. I came out first.
I kicked Emma out. Yes. I kicked her. Sorry.
You kicked me out. And then your foot came out, and then you came out, and that's cool. We're born 7 minutes apart.
I thought it was 5.
7.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we met.
And we've been pals ever since.
It's been a long and winding road.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's cool.
We have our moments, fun times.
It's a weird relationship. Yeah. Something that I don't think a lot of people have.
No, and a lot of people wouldn't understand it probably either, so... yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so how long have you guys been doing, like, Bonnie Trash, then?
The way that I remember Bonnie Trash coming into fruition was during a time where we were butting heads a lot.
Yeah,
we're trying to reevaluate our relationship, and you had songs, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I ended up playing to them. I don't know how Bonnie Trash really, really came.
I know how it started.
Yeah, you know the story.
Yeah, well, so I made up this like thing when I was 18. It's called F-pop. That will be the more appropriate way to say this. It's F-pop. And so I sort of like to refer to the music that I write as F-pop. And saying that, Bonnie Trash sort of came out of the, how do I describe it? Came out of, you know, it came into fruition, excuse me, when I sort of realized I wanted to do a little bit more stuff myself outside of a band. And I didn't really want to do anything solo-wise. And so, yeah, Bonnie Trash just basically came into fruition when I had a bunch of songs that I didn't know what to do with. So, yeah, we just formed together. And
how many years ago is that?
That was in 2013 we started Bonnie Trash. Then we took a break after 2013. We just didn't play anything together for a bit because we were focusing on the folk and, like, our own lives and finishing up university and jobs and life, blah, blah, blah. And then we sort of got back together this fall.
All right, let's go to a song by Bonnie Trash right now. It's a new one. It's called True Love, Eat Me. And you're listening to The Flannel Hour on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
That was Kurt Marble from the album Notes. That song was called Negative 1/12th. And Kurt Marble will be playing at Kazoo Fest Saturday, April 9th, 10:15 p.m., opening up the Jimmy Jazz Show. So doors for that one will be at 9 o'clock. It's at the Jimmy Jazz, so it's 19 plus and free. And it's not physically accessible. But Kurt Marble will be joined by West Nile, New Chance, and Dory's. So you'll definitely want to check that one out. It's presented by Kazoo Fest and Wavelength. And before that, we heard from Bonnie Trash. We heard a track from Bonnie Trash. That song was called True Love, Eat Me. And you can see Bonnie Trash playing on Saturday as well at the Cornerstone, which is a physically accessible venue. They'll be on at 9. Surfing on Acid will be on at 10. Doors for that one will be 8 o'clock. Be all ages, licensed, $10, or pay where you can. Check it out, kazookazoo.ca. Also check out on kazookazoo.ca the Why This Rules. It's one of my favorite things to read about in the lead up to Kazoo Fest. Just a bunch of people talking about why the bands that are playing are great. So, when I sat down with Bonnie Trash, we kind of turned the tables on Kazoo and just gushed about why Kazoo rules. And here's that talk.
Why Kazoo rules? This is why Kazoo rules. A, because they curate fantastic content. B, we get to see and hear incredible Canadiana, which is very important. And they somewhat archive Canadian content in terms of our memories. So we have a memorable sort of archival moment when we do go to Kazoo Fest every year. And it's awesome. And it's fantastic. And it's really cool that Kazoo doesn't just focus on music, right? We're sort of branching into zines, into visual art, and art installation. So it's really cool. I think what they're doing is excellent, and I've always admired Kazoo. So happy Kazoo Fest 2016, everyone. Happy Kazoo Fest
2016.
Why Kazoo Fest rules is because it's so community-based. Mm-hmm. It's such a community celebration of arts.
But Kazoo is really good at getting diverse lineups and a lot of, you know, not a ton of just only dude bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not just dude bands.
Which is awesome.
And really intelligent musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People who really think about the way they create. I think it's, I think what I like the most about it is that you get to see all of your friends' acts, or the people that are making music in Guelph, play all of their and have all their acts lined up within a few days. So it's great. It's kind of like that really nice curated party where you get to see people that you admire or your peers just perform. So it's a really great environment just as a result. Because I get to go and see you drum, Sarah, and I get to go, or I get to play as well, but I get to go and see just a bunch of different friends play their music, rather than just having to wait throughout the whole year and just say, you got $5. Oh, it's not lining up tonight. Anyways, talked a lot about how awesome it is. It's the environment.
And it's not even just the music. There's so much more.
It's the zine expo.
Yes.
The
printing.
The print and zine expo. Yeah. Man, I've been stoked for that. That was so cool last year. Mainly because, you know, we have visual art, right? And now we're getting into writing. We're getting into modern literature. And what I found remarkable about last year at the print and zine expo that was held at Mitchell Hall, I believe, right? That was really cool. Great space. You know, actually, I'm going to interject my own conversation and say the utilization of the spaces within the downtown core is excellent. Kazoo really is a widespread. Yes. They really make sure that everybody is sort of a part of it somehow, which I think is great. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
But the Print and Zine Expo, just going back to that, man, last year I bought, you know, I bought a really great... a piece by Justin Gordon, fantastic artist, going to shout him out. Hot Mess is a fantastic zine by him, great local artist. I think he's in Montreal at the moment, a great guy. And this man, this other table, geez, it was fantastic. This this young woman, I think she was like 9 or 10, made this fantastic poetry zine that said good poems for good people and bad poems for bad people. It's fantastic. I still have it. Oh, it's so clever. And I really like that because that's sort of opening up, you know, this for all ages, which is very important. Yeah, so I really enjoyed the zine expo last year and I picked up a few zines and I'm very excited for this lovely collective from Guelph called Sad Saturdays, who will be at the Print and Zine Expo, and they're fantastic. So very, very funny satirical zines, and they've got a really funny pin that says "No Thanks" on it. It's yeah, I love the women from Sad Saturdays. So that will be awesome.
Volunteering is such a blast too. Yeah, it's so much fun to volunteer because I don't know, you just get to be around, you just get to help make a good party as well while attending it. It's a good time. Good job, Kazoo.
And you can find out how to volunteer online, kazookazoo.ca.
Best volunteering experience you'll have.
Who are you guys looking forward to seeing at Kazoo Fest this year?
I can't wait for Eloquent. Tenderness is going to be great. Minotaurs. Really excited for the Print Zine Expo to see Sad Saturdays.
To be honest, I haven't even looked
Bart,
at it.
Bart, I'm excited for Bart.
Yeah, that's great.
For sure. Bon Jay, oh, man.
Actually,
Fiverr's going to be great.
Fiverr's great, yeah.
I'm not even going to look at it.
Julie Doron! Yeah, man, I love her, man. Yeah, we shot a video of her a few years back.
For a program
I went to school for.
I don't know whether I want to look at it, because that's what I didn't do last year.
And I just... Gadflies, great.
And I don't know, I volunteered and I just kind of went wherever. And that's where I enjoyed it even more.
You'll never get to heaven, cool zones.
You'll never get to heaven. It's probably going to be really good. Ah, now you're naming these things.
I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked to see Minotaurs, though. I haven't seen them in a while. So that's going to be really, really cool.
I love it.
And Tenderness. That's going to be great. What an excellent lineup.
Let's hear a song from Partner. They're from Sackville, New Brunswick. This song is called Hot Knives. On Kazoo Fest Podcast, number 2, brought to you by the Flannel Hour.
All our knives are hot knives. I don't know how it happened. All our knives are hot knives. I don't know how it happened. Hey, Lucy, you wanna smoke some more?
Yeah, I wanna smoke some more.
You wanna smoke some more? I wanna smoke some more.
From Halifax, Nova Scotia. That song was called Reeling from the amazing, amazing EP Rough Master. You can catch them at the TNT Boxing located at 71 Wyndham Street South. They'll be playing on Saturday, April 9th at 10:45 p.m. And they'll be playing with Yonatan Gat, Kieta Juma, and Prison Break, as well as DJ Rage Cage and visuals by Carl Skeen. Doors are at 9 p.m., all ages, licensed, $12 at the door. Before that, we heard from Partner, and that song was called Hot Knives, and they will be playing Thursday, April 7th at the Making Box, 40 Baker Street, which is physically accessible. They'll be joined by Beat Cops, Cupcake Duct Tape, and Jacuzzi Perth. They'll be going on at 11:45. Doors for that one are at 8:30, $10 at the door. And Bonnie Trash and I, we talked for a very long time, over 2 hours. So let's get to something else we talked about. We were talking about some of our favorite Kazoo Fest memories, or most memorable things that happened at Kazoo Fest. So here it is.
What's your favorite Kazoo Fest experience? Oh, most memorable.
I was just about to ask you guys that.
Oh, damn. Got
you. Oh, snap. Chelsea, you're first. You tell us your experience.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I need time to think about this one. The one that stands out the most is probably when I got hit by a car before Cousins.
Oh.
But that's like the thing that sticks out the most, because it happened during Kazoo Fest, beginning at Kazoo Fest.
Wow.
I fully got hit by a car.
Wait, was that last year?
2 years ago?
Okay, because you were standing at Kazoo Fest really well.
Yeah.
So, you had posture.
You're standing really well at Kazoo Fest last year, man. I cannot believe you got hit by a car.
Wow. Yeah. Yo, tell me more about this.
Well, I was going to a friend's show before the Kazoo Fest show. And so I was going to go see him play and then go to the Kazoo Fest show, because it just like worked out perfect timing.
Yeah, great.
Forgot my ID, so I had to run back home.
That was the best.
And then so I was heading back out like in a rush, basically. Crossing the street, my right of way, car was turning and full on hit me. Like, I went on the car, thrown off. Someone called 911. So I had to sit in the back of the ambulance until, like, my blood pressure went down.
Well, that's okay, though, then. Yeah.
And then I had to fill out, like, a police report. And then I went and saw Cousins play, and it was great. And I was in a lot of pain. So that's, like, my most memorable thing, because it's obviously stands out a ton. But, like, less seriously than that. There's so many good, like, Kazoo Fest moments.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
There are.
My favorite Kazoo Fest moment was seeing Bruce Peninsula.
That was awesome. Yeah.
In Dublin Street Church. That was awesome.
It's probably one of the most memorable performances I've seen in terms of just a live act, Canadian group. I really, really like Bruce Peninsula. And yeah, that was a very memorable show. I quite enjoyed myself. And last year, I actually really liked TVEC from Detroit. I really enjoyed them. They were really cool.
They were cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I say really one more time? They were really, really cool. Yeah. Really.
Oh, you took my Bruce Peninsula. I guess we shared.
We shared that moment together.
We shared that moment.
We shared it with Special. Yeah, no one else can take that away from us.
No one can take it.
Special twin power.
Exactly.
Yeah. We saw Bruce Peninsula together. I love them, man. They're a great, great Canadian group.
I liked Black Spirituals. That was
yeah.
That was awesome.
Man, that's right. Yeah, last really year.
Cool. Oh, yeah, and I really liked volunteering for that evening because that evening was so special, and everybody who left that evening still talks about how special it was. And then the Monday after the workshop that they led was even more special, and so it was cool. It was very spiritual, obviously. But
what lovely guys. I really like the Marshall and
Marshall
Zach.
And Zach.
Marshall
They're and so Zach. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely really rub people in a most positive and enlightening way. So that was very memorable because they really do change you. They rub you in a different way. And I'm not the same since I've met them.
Yeah, they're cool dudes. Cool dudes. Very positive. And that was a really cool experience.
So engaging.
At Black Heritage Hall. That was awesome. What a cool show, hey?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was really cool.
We did a jam all together, an experimental jam. And that's what I found very, very powerful and prolific in a sense, because we had everybody show up at, not everybody, but, you know, people who went to the entire Kazoo Fest, and it was the Sunday night, remember? Was it the Sunday or Monday? So it was after Kazoo, after the end of the festival, when you're running on no sleep, so all the people who showed up, of course, are tired, whatever, but you're not tired enough to show up and have a really good time and have a really cool experience with a group of people making music with just your own bodies or the little instruments that people brought, whatever. And that was really cool because we were creating our own chorus. Mm-hmm. We created our own band. They created that and they had us perform it and arrange it. So
that was very cool.
The fundamental element that I find is from that performance that I think is also quite memorable to me is they used resonance and resonant frequencies. I'm all about resonant frequencies, especially since resonant frequencies are very similar to the way that you measure or look at brainwave frequencies, because once you average something out enough, you're able to get a clean tone, and that's what you do with EEG. So anyways, to me, I just thought, wow. And I was coming out of doing a lot of research on EEG and really thinking about how awesome just this averaging process is and the fact that you can do that with sound. And then they did it. And then they explored the idea of being able to place new frequencies on top of it that's almost in this poetic synchrony with it. Oh, it was perfect. Perfect performance. So yeah, I'd say that was my most memorable. Next to Bruce Peninsula as well.
Let's hear some music from Zones. This is a new one off the new album, After Image. It's called No Time.
Yeah.
was Cold on Pluto with the song Dissolve. They will be playing at Take Time Vintage, located at 33 Curtin Street, upstairs. All ages and free show with Mad Adam. That one's starting at 3:15 with Cold on Pluto. Before that, we heard new music from Zones from their new album After Image. That was No Time. And you can see them at Silence on Saturday as well. They'll be with Kid Millions and Jim Sauter Duo. That show starts at 8 o'clock, $10 at the door. Silence is physically accessible. It's located on 46 Essex Street, and Zones go on at 9. Kazoo has a lot of great things going on besides just music. There's comedy, dance, art, print expo, so many things. Check it out, kazookazoo.ca. Right now, we're going to hear a bit of different music from me on the Flannel Hour. This band is called, or this group is called, Above Top Secret. They will be playing on Friday, April 8th, at the E-Bar with Howlin' Monk and Bon J. They're called Above Top Secret, and this is a song called One. Kazoo Fest podcast brought to you by Chelsea from the Flannel Hour.
Kind of world are we living in? Kind of world are we living in? Kind of world are we living in? Nobody cares what you're talking about. People gone switch and they ducking out. Trying to make it seem like everybody be like,
she's so evil.
That bitch. Nobody cares what you're dealing with. Running through life trying to burn a witch. Didn't die then, so I won't die now. Rise to the flames, I'll make it somehow. There's too many fakes in the sea of cocaine. Stand away, back at it, it's insane. And my heart gone cold.
Ice cold.
And everything I know.
So old.
Just skip the mention. Just skip the mention. Just skip the mention.
Just a thought. Just a thought. You came. Just a thought. Just a thought. You came. Just a thought. Just a thought. You came. Just a thought. Just a thought, just a thought, you came. Just a thought, just a thought, you came. Just a thought, just one thought, you came. Skip dimension.
Above Top Secret with a song called One Radio Edit. You can find it above Top Secret Music.bandcamp.com. And you can check them out at Kazoo Fest, running April 6th to 10th. They'll be playing the Friday night, the 8th, with Bonjay, Halloween Monk, and DJ Jungle Cat, as well as live visuals by Versa, going on at E-Bar, 41 Quebec Street. Doors are at 9:30. It's an all-ages and licensed event. It'll be $10. Yeah, make sure to check out kazookazoo.ca for the schedule. Keep up to date on things. There's so many good things going on during Kazoo Fest. Hope you check it out. And my name is Chelsea, host of the Flannel Hour, heard every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. on CFRU 93.3 FM. All Canadian music for 2 hours every week. And what else is going on that's exciting for Kazoo Fest? The Guelph Night Market. That will be a lot of fun. That one's going on at The Common, which is at 28 Wilson Street, downtown. Physically accessible. Be $2 at the door. And that one is running from 7 till 11 p.m. on 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. on Thursday, April 7th.
This has been a Flannel Hour podcast with Chelsea, Emma, and Sarah. Thank you very much for Kazoo Fest. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.
Happy Kazoo Fest 2016!